This is your Polycast for Wednesday, October 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, St. Paul scraps a plan to start high schools later, and labor organizers head to Washington. St. Paul Public Schools will likely delay a proposal to push back start times for its seven largest high schools, despite a year of planning for the effort. Later start times for some students means expanded bus service from Metro Transit, as well as a $70 million bus garage, the agency said. Assistant Director of Strategic Planning Jackie Statham Allen told the school board yesterday that staff recommends waiting to change start times until Metro Transit says more about the timing of its expansion.
Unfortunately, with this option, teens are still waking up before the research-based recommended time. And we know that you all and much of our community were interested in seeing a later start time for secondary students.
Some school board members were upset that a year of study hit a roadblock. Several asked whether the district could simply handle the transportation itself at an estimated $2 million extra cost. 17 people have been named to a new Mille Lacs Fisheries Advisory Committee, Dan Crocker reports.
The committee includes fishing guides and cabin owners, small business owners, and local government officials, as well as a Mille Lacs Ojibwe band member and a U of M fisheries biologist. Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr says the group will advise the DNR on approaches to reversing the decline in walleye on Mille Lacs Lake.
Obviously, we're going to put a lot of stock in what they recommend, but it is still advisory, and ultimately the DNR and or the legislature, if it's legislative proposals, have to put them forward.
The DNR closed the lake's walleye fishing season early on August 3rd when the state exceeded its quota. Landwehr says the department will announce by the end of October whether there will be an ice fishing season on Mille Lacs this winter. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
Two Minnesota labor organizers have been invited to speak at a White House summit on the labor movement that starts today. Both organizers lead groups of low-wage workers, such as fast food employees or janitors, people who haven't traditionally been represented by organized labor. John Collins has more.
Veronica Mendez Moore is taking her two-month-old son for his first plane ride today. They are headed to a White House labor summit. Mendez Moore is co-director of the Worker Center, CETUL. She says workers represented by her organization are often immigrants or contractors who can be more difficult for traditional unions to reach.
The economy has changed, and large corporations especially are further and further distancing themselves from responsibility for the wages and working conditions of the workers who produce their wealth. So a lot of subcontracting, temp work, part-time, isolated work, independent contracting, all of that. And so those are a lot of the workers that we see.
CETUL is not a traditional labor union. They've used protests and pressure campaigns to advocate for subcontractors who cleaned at companies like Target, and they've managed to extract some concessions, including a contract clause which encourages contractors to negotiate with union janitors. They've also helped organize fast food workers in the region and pushed for new worker protections now being considered in Minneapolis.
I mean, these new models of organizing are just springing up kind of out of necessity. Folks are saying, we have to do something. This just can't continue. And now that there's been this spark of inspiration of standing up against, you know, big corporations, we've actually started to make some progress across the country.
CETUL is not the only non-traditional labor organization in the Twin Cities. Abdi Ali drives a cart at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. He's also been invited by the White House to speak at the summit.
This is not only me, this is like my co-workers, and that's who I'm going to be there for them, you know.
Since the airport workers' efforts began, they've received raises as well as 8 days of paid sick time per year. Ali says he plans to share his experiences at the Washington, D.C. summit, telling other low-wage workers not to be discouraged.
Just be strong and things will definitely change.
John Collins, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. I have to be out of the office the next couple of days, so the Polycast will be back on Monday. See you then.